How's it going, Zach?
Not bad. How are you doing?
I'm good. Similar to like the convo we were having off air, I've become very aware of like how some songs that I really enjoy aren't always like the right song now, you know. So Gabby and the Kids. I've always had a pretty like decent record collection. It used to be a lot bigger before we got married. Mm-hmm. And it's like my kids refer to them as the big CDs.
I can't. You know what? Leave those kids out on the street. So disrespectful.
Straight up, and it hurts.
So, like, big CDs. I can't even.
And like to them, the CDs are the old shit.
Right. So exactly.
They don't even fathom like what these things do.
Right.
So like, Gabby has been talking to them about how Daddy really likes these old CDs, these big mm-hmm. CDs, and we don't have a place to play them anymore since you guys came along. So we should get a new one now that you guys are old enough to not mess them up.
Oh yes, right.
You know, so mm-hmm. like, you know, when you guys were born, you know, you guys were running around. We had to put all that shit in hiding in his office downstairs. Mm-hmm. So anyway, like they bought me a record player for the living room.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah. So like I'm hyped. I get to like play records again. And
I take it back. Bring those kids back in the house. It's okay now.
You know, they get to learn a little bit now. And like they're like trying to understand. And like I'm teaching them about like, you know, like how sound like deteriorates at certain frequencies. But because it's vinyl as opposed to like a digital thing like CD. Mm-hmm. The way it deteriorates actually sounds cool and you'll mm-hmm. enjoy it as a person because it's organic versus that. You know, it's the same like how you like when you slightly color out of the lines with crayon, it could still look kind of cool. But like when you color out the line on a digital thing, it's very much you made a mistake.
Right.
It's weird, but like it just is what it is.
Mm-hmm.
So like I'm excited and like Gabby like connects it. And she's like, yo, get a record to play. And I was like, okay, cool. But and then like I spent like half hour looking at my records trying to decide the right record.
Yes.
And she's like, just give me any record. I just want to know that it works. I was like, no, you don't understand.
No, this it's very
first
important.
First record. Yeah,
yes,
it's important.
First record out. Yes.
Yeah. I'm like, thank you. Thank you. I'm a
no,
I'm
I absolutely. Like I absolutely understand.
Right. I'm like, thank you. Sincerely, I feel vindicated already. I was like, yo, like, there's no way you don't get this. It's the first record being played in this house. First one by the system.
Right.
It can't just be any vinyl.
Yeah, yes.
You know? And, like, there was good ones out, but, like, I hadn't looked. So, like, I was angry. Like, I've never angrily passed out Marvin Gaye before. I did that day. I was like, fine, play this. It's dope, but it's not what I wanted. You know? Like, I was so heated just hearing.
Oh my God.
So like I was like, she's like, why is that? I was like, because it's my like home. I want it to be representative of me, whatever.
Right.
I settled on 10 Crack Commandments with Biggie. I'm a big Premier fan.
You know what? Actually, no, that's perfect for you. I can't even get mad. Nope.
I love it. I love the business ethos of it, you know. it's a solid business plan, just not a business I would do. That's
okay.
It.
All right.
You know, I stand behind most of the record. So I play it, and like while it's playing, he gets through like most of the commandments. He curses, but I could explain my way through most of it. So like my it's playing. I'm talking my kids through it. Like, all right, this is a dope sample from another hip hop artist.
Right.
Counting it down. The producer, legendary, one of the top producers, hip hop history. Okay, the stuff he's talking about, I'm not going to lie to you, I'm not supportive
of
the business. I don't do this. Don't do this ever. But if you ignore that.
If you ignore the product.
Yeah, the business
the
lessons
core,
he's teaching.
The core ideals of what he's giving you.
Yeah. And then I'm like pivoting heavy. I'm like, you understand, like, you know, this is why I feel like there's so much potential in our community. This guy had a CEO's mind, you know, and he's on top of that an artist. He's able to communicate this business acumen clearly, rhythmically, You know, I'm killing it, you know?
Right.
And then right as I get quiet, he's like, I heard she suck a good dick. And I'm like, oh my God, like, yo, my man, like, I got nowhere to go with that in this business proposal you've been making.
Right,
got,
yeah.
Got nothing to do with the rest of the song. We all looked at each other and like agreed, like, yo, we don't talk about that, okay? like my kids looked at me, I was like, all right. I like they knew like I lost that round. I get it, you know? And my son was like, he looked at me in like a way that like, I'm not gonna put you in that box. I know you can't walk your way through out of that one.
Right.
And my daughter was like, I don't even want to hear my dad try to justify that sentence.
Yes.
You know? And Gabby like looked at me like we should have played the Marvin Gaye, you know? And it would have been fine. You could have saved Biggie till after the kids went to bed. You know,
oh,
it would have been completely
boy.
Normal.
Yeah, but, that is a. I mean, I get it, but that is a wild choice. That's a wild choice for your kids. For like the decision of like, I understand it as far as I. Here is how I'm going to christen this new record player in this new space. This is what I want. Right? Great. I absolutely understand that. But then. You got to consider the audience. Like it is, the whole thing is like now the family can kind of get involved, and that means kids. And so, like, yeah, you kind of have to. you gotta go one step further and go, oh, it's possible. You know what I mean? Like you at this point, everything we listen to, you have to just think in your head, and at some point they're going to say something homophobic. Like you know what I mean? Like. At some point, they're going to say something wild misogynistic, and I'm not going to be able to get to the button in time.
Yo.
And so you just have to have it the ready. Hey, man, there was also this. You know what I mean? Like, that's the only way you can, like,
And I thought about stopping it, but I remembered it was vinyl, so I didn't want it to, like, slow scratch on that.
Right.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, nah, this is going to emphasize it. But, Biggie let me down for a little bit there. But overall, I still stand by the record. The business proponents of it are great.
Sure.
Musically, it's fantastic.
If you had your druthers, I absolutely understand how important it is for it's a new sound system, what you're going to play first. That would have hamstrung me for like a day or two. I would have kept something in the box until I knew what I was going to play. When I got new car stereos, you know, that's very important, like what song to play. And I think I kind of decided, because I used this particular song twice that I've had to do, like switch out my car stereo. And I go with Everything Remains Raw by Busta Rhymes. That is how I christen a car stereo.
That's not bad.
Yeah. It goes ridiculously hard. Like it's the bap of the boom bap on that one will very much so, like he says in a song later on in the record, break your neck. Like not even Wuha. It goes much harder than Wuha. It is insane how hard that song goes. And so I'm needing to hear how all of that sounds. Right. Yeah. So that's usually what I would use. But that's, you know, for a car stereo. I don't even know what I would. It's very important. It's a shame. It's not a shame. I understand how Gabby would not understand that. But I also understand how you could just be like, I got to pick something now. That's absolutely something that would have. Like, I'd still be flipping through records.
Yeah.
I honestly probably would have ordered something because I'm like, oh, I don't have, this is the one I need to hear, but I don't have it. So now the whole family's taking a trip to Rough Trade Records because I got to find them.
Yeah, because I'm like, there's like, besides the fact that like it christens the crib, there's certain records that like I know them in and out.
Right.
And like, I want to know how this record sounds here so that I know how to EQ this system. Like, there's a lot about it, you know what I mean?
Right,
like,
you're trying to see how the sound works and what will work in that. So you really need, like, a series of songs.
Yeah. In retrospect, the song I usually play for this is Nas, The World Is Yours. But okay. I was also getting ready to go out. And that's so why the 10 Crack Commandment. I was trying to get like, this was beginning of New York Comedy Festival. I was trying to get like hyped for like, yo, I'm about to do business. You know?
Okay. Interesting.
That was that part of like my frame of mind.
Right, right, right. Okay.
So that's why 10 Crack Commandments came into play. Uh-huh. If I could do it over with the records I had accessible here, I still would have gone Biggie, but I would have probably gone Sky's the Limit. Just so that like it's more kid-friendly record.
Yeah, that is a bit more kid-friendly. Sure. Yeah. I give you that.
I made a decision. It worked until it didn't.
Right. I mean, that's okay. You know, even if you weren't doing a PowerPoint presentation at the time, even if you weren't giving a TED Talk at the time that you were playing the record, that line would have jumped out anyway.
Yeah.
Like, even if you weren't going hard to explain to the kids how great it is, which is such a... I literally see that as three people sitting on the couch just looking at each other like, here he goes again, while Hell you yeah. are flapping around explaining how important the song is. Mm-hmm. They still, even if you guys had just started to have a regular conversation, not even about the song, just letting it play, just a natural conversation, there would have been a natural lull, and that line would have jumped out anyway. That line was going to jump out.
Yeah.
Because you forgot it was in there, and that line was like, oh, you going to play me for the kids? Guess what I'm going to do? I'm a tap dance on your kids. That's what I'm going to do.
Straight up, yo.
I'm going to dim the lights, everything. A power goes out, but the only thing that works is the record player, and it plays that line. And then everything powers back up again. It was going to, a spotlight is going to come down on this fucking line.
Yo.
Yeah.
Because it's after the Ten Commandments, but it's on the song.
Right.
Like, I went through the whole speech. I was like, see, this is why this is so well done. You know?
You should have just cut it off after the Ten Commandments.
Real talk.
Them ad-libs are going to get you every time. Because that's the thing with our records. It's like a song can fade out, but then it fades into a skit. And that skit's going to fuck you up with your kids. Like, ew, yeah, yo. What is this? And it's like, this is a thing I forgot was on here. And it repeats itself seven more times. Like, like you can't...
Oh my God. Yeah, there's certain rap albums I don't play in the car just because I know there's like weird like sex skits that like I don't remember where they are.
Yes. And like exactly.
I can't chance it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know like No Way Out has one. So I was like, I love Puffy's first album, can't play it. Nori's first album has one.
Sure.
And I was like, this is just weird. Like I can't have this come up in the car, so like I just don't risk it.
Yeah.
Yeah, go figure. The kids are used to me doing the speeches, though. I did, I explained most recently the MC by J Live.
Okay.
He has he had the second verse. J Live used to be a school teacher as well. So he's like really dope with wordplay.
Mm-hmm.
So most of the verse is him rhyming and all the words start with M or C. And Aiden found that really dope, like the way he does it, because he's like extremely intricate and gets progressively more difficult with the words he's choosing. It's like legitimately like a brilliant piece of art.
Mm-hmm.
But like when he first heard it, like it played, like it's playing in the car, and like I forgot where we were going as a family, but like when it came on, when that verse starts, I want everybody to shut up. Like, yo, we can't just like talk through this brilliance.
Right.
And like people, they were like, yo, so like, we going to Wendy's. I'm like, yo, you understand what's happening on these speakers right now.
Yeah.
So I like, I paused it. I talked them through it.
Oh,
and then
boy.
I played it again. So like, he knows the song though. He looked it up. He added it to his video game mix.
Okay.
He added that one.
Played him the, what's the one with the alphabet? What old dude? Do you know the one?
The Papoose joint or the...
No. The guy who was...
There's one on Jizza's album. I'm blanking on the...
No, there's the fella... I can't believe I'm drawing a blank on his name. But he's like a West Coast dude, I think. But it's like... every song or every line is the words are that alphabet. You know, he goes all the way down and he's saying whatever and, you know, for whatever letter he's on. I can't believe. And the song gets faster as it goes.
I'm blanking now.
I am absolutely blanking.
I know our audience will let me know, though. So I'm
excited. Yeah, absolutely.
For that.
Like someone is right now screaming at us what it's called. And I can't
notice
believe that I mean, first of all, the guy should be happy that I even remember that this, that I even remember what the, that the song exists. But it's a, nope, I'm never going to remember. I'll never
it's
remember.
We're going to get it, though. But yeah, I do stuff like this with them often. They dig it. He also got Toby's which one was it?
Blackalicious.
Oh yeah, I haven't done that with them yet. I gotta do that actually. It's a good call.
Yeah. Alphabet Aerobics is what it's called.
Yeah. I remember seeing that.
I remember I was like, there are two dudes in this group or something, but Blackalicious.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think stuff like that is like there's genuinely brilliant writing that like I feel like I could point out just to let you know, hey, that like weird shit you study every single day in school for one class, it can be applied to do cool shit. It just might not be the thing you want to do right now that they're covering, sure, but pay attention and you'll be able to apply it to cool things later.
Right.
You know, that's it. I'm trying, you know, so this dude applied it to some crack rules of business.
You
apply it to coding or whatever it is that you into and make 10 coding commandments. I don't know. I'm trying as a parent, people, okay?
No, you're
doing
great.
Trying to relate.
You're doing great. Yeah, fantastic. That's wonderful.
Let's get into the news. Colorado funeral homeowners arrested following the discovery of 190 decaying bodies. Whoa. Owners of a Colorado funeral home were arrested on Wednesday after nearly 200 decaying corpses were found improperly stored at their facility. John and Carrie Halford, the owners of the Return to Nature funeral home, were arrested on 4 felony charges, including abuse of a corpse, theft, money laundering, and forgery. The pair were taken into custody without incident in Wagner, Oklahoma. Both were being held on bond set at $2 million. The probable cause affidavit has been sealed, but the district attorney, Michael Allen, said that he would not contest releasing it to the public at a later date. I want to warn you, the information contained in that affidavit is absolutely shocking, he told reporters. Whoa. But won't say what it is. Okay. Police first searched the funeral home located roughly 30 miles south of Colorado Springs in the town of Penrose, after receiving a report of an abhorrent smell coming from the building. What they found inside was horrific, according to the Fermanagh County Sheriff, Alan Cooper, who declined to go into further detail. Yo, this is secret?
Go ahead. No, keep going.
Yeah, according to its website, Return to Nature offers green and natural burial services, which allow bodies to decompose in the ground without the use of metal caskets or chemicals. The practice is legal in the state of Colorado, but the law requires bodies that are not embalmed to be refrigerated within 24 hours of death. Fremont County Coroner Randy Keller declined last month to say whether the remains discovered at the Return to Nature were intended for natural burial, but he did note that they were improperly stored.
Okay, so if I'm hearing this correctly, this funeral home does natural burials. And they just had the people just kind of stacked up in a building?
Yeah, looks like it.
Did they have any plans to bury them? Like, did they have the land to do it? Like, why? What's the holdup?
Yeah, I don't get this. It honestly seems like they found, like, a dope business that they got lazy on. Like, they found, like, a loophole in the business model of burial. They're like, yo, like we and they're pitching it as a benefit. Like, instead of saying we're gonna bury you with less supplies and less of the process, they're saying we're doing it naturally.
Right. Less supplies. I don't know why that's so funny to me. Yeah. okay.
And they're still messing that up. Like, they, you found the easier process and are still not doing it.
But it's not that it's easier, because you have to have, if you are not using the chemicals to embalm them, then you've right. got to have them on ice, right?
Right.
You need to have them refrigerated. So that means you need to have the space to refrigerate these bodies for a minute if you're not just immediately, like, burying them.
Right.
So if there's a wait time or a lag time, you need to have a space for a refrigerated space for them. And if you don't have that, this, I guess, is what happens. So you could either embalm them and have them wait, not on ice, but wait for the burial, which it also seems wild, but I get it. But or you need to have them cold until you're ready to bury them. Either way, it's gonna take more work than you think.
Yeah.
But you know, like, I don't want to speak out of turn. I don't know if I'm sure most funeral homes, burial places are not just like wiling like that.
Yeah, I hope not.
But there are those that are. I remember a story in like in Georgia where there was a place where they just, I don't know, just like tossed the bodies out back, or nothing was like a lot of shallow graves or something. Like, they were not burying people the way they were supposed to. And it was so noteworthy that when the TV show Law and Order Criminal Intent started.
Yeah.
The first episode, you know how it's always ripped from the headlines or whatever?
Yeah.
The first episode was based on that story. It was in the news. And I was like, damn, we fucked up. So now we on the first of a new Law and Order?
Jeez.
Yo, Georgia, we losing. But yeah, like, that's, I'm sure to them, they were like, oh, we don't have to buy no chemicals. But you also needed to buy refrigeration.
Yeah.
And I'm sure maybe there is a natural backup, but I just wonder why the bodies are stacked. Like, why, if allegedly, if that's what's happening, how and why that happens.
I gotta say, like, I feel, because, like, now the more I think about it, this had to be like really, really wild. Because you brought up a good point. Like, it does happen. Because the more I think about it, this has to be the business that gets, like, least checked in on.
Right.
Like, nobody wants to go, like, do, like, freaking, like yeah. checkpoints on the freaking funeral home.
Yeah.
Like, whose job is that to be like, oh, yeah, like, I'm from the FDA's
and their funeral private, home,
whatever
yeah,
that
and their,
organization
their,
is.
They're private businesses, yes?
Yeah.
There's no, like, department that they really have to answer to.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I don't know who would check in on them
in the way that a coroner would. Yeah, like, at a certain point, it's just like, all right, that's a business. Because if yeah. the state does it, like, it's an unmarked, you know, an unmarked grave that they then turn into a park or whatever. Like, I don't.
I can't see where the checkpoints are. Like, if you're like, I know there's a doctor involved, but, like, the medical profession be like, he's dead. Yeah, he's dead. Cool. He did what he's supposed to do. Like,
yep.
he kept him.
Sign
like,
off on it. Keep
sign
it moving.
Off. He's like, that whole process is like simplified. In terms of businesses, if I'm checking in on that, I don't know what oversight committee is involved. In terms of customers, whoever's your customer leaves, mm-hmm. probably doesn't see you till another sad moment in their life. So right. they're not even focused on checking in on you.
Right.
You know what I mean? As long as you handled the business part smooth, yeah, cool. Mm-hmm. I ain't checking on your day-to-day. Like, that yeah. business has so little oversight. So, like, when they do something grimy, they could fix it. And, like, hey, like, we messed up. Let's never do that again.
Right.
But for it to get to a point to where other people notice it, it has to be whack. Like, I would assume if you are in Oklahoma and you know there is a natural, there's a place that does natural, a natural funeral home, I promise you, if you drive by there, you would be like, oh, that smell? Yeah, because that's a natural funeral home. Like, sure. you would assume there's a smell already.
Right.
So that smell had to be so out of pocket that people were like, yo, I know they bury people there naturally, but nah, that's too much. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, You're like, that snow had to be wild, yo. Cause like you went Oklahoma, like, yo, you it's hot already. They right. do natural deaths.
Right.
So I know if I drive by there, I'm gonna give them the benefit of the doubt. That's like when I drive through Flushing in Queens. They got weird water industry shit happening.
Oh, sure.
So
yes. So
I know the water smell. So like I don't blame the borough of Queens. I know this little pocket of Flushing is gonna stink during the 2 minutes that I'm driving down to Van Wyck. You know what I mean? So if I'm driving through this funeral home's town in Oklahoma, mm-hmm. and I know, oh, that's the natural funeral home. They got like 150 bodies of business every year. Right. Yeah, I'm gonna be like, oh, that's gonna smell out of pocket a little bit.
Right.
And so many people drove by there that they were like, nah, the smell is getting a little crazy. Like, even I for mean, a dead funeral
not
home,
even drove by. I mean, I imagine it's the people who live, I want to say close by, but that doesn't mean they're close.
Yeah, you know like, what you I mean? Still got to be like, kind of far.
Yeah. And wait, was this kind of a new company? Like, were they, so they probably didn't do their due diligence. Like, it's just such a weird, that's just so weird. I feel for them.
Mm. Yeah, that smell is crazy.
Yeah.
I can't imagine what that is, yo. Uh-uh. Not for me. yeah, and I was thinking like with stuff like that, like you know how like your own poop doesn't bother you. Like, how long do you have to work in a funeral home that 190 non-refrigerated bodies is like? Yeah, that's another day at the office.
Honestly, I give it like 2 weeks before you don't even smell it anymore. But it's on you. It's in you. It's in your clothes. It's all that stuff. I remember a coworker when I was at the porn store saying, like, she went home one day after work, and her then boyfriend, he was like, "Oh, did you just come home from? You smell like the porn store. Did you just come home from work?" And the porn store didn't stink; it just had a smell.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Like in the way that a restaurant has a smell and the record store has a smell, like all these places. They just have a scent. And when you work there, you just don't even smell it anymore. But it's on your clothes and all that shit. So I imagine someone there probably honestly went to the general store. And everybody else was like, yo, I know that's the natural death guy, but... you know what I mean? Like, it wasn't even like someone drove by. It was like the smell came to them. But what a morbid thing. And I wonder if it's just like they were over their heads or if they were truly like diabolical. You know what I mean? Like they were just like, I don't know what to do. Put them in there. You know, what a
business is booming.
What a fuck that they just weren't. Yeah. Yeah,
I mean, like many customers, yo.
Yeah. I mean, if they open anytime over the past 3 years. They really should have expected an increase. Their numbers should be up much higher than what they were expecting.
Yo, that's wild, yo.
And then not many places offer that.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Mm, okay.
Why, yo? Business was too good.
Yeah.
We couldn't keep up, man.
Oh, my gosh. Good luck to them.
That's a business I will not be involved in.
And also, I hope every official that has dealt with this, the attorneys or whatever, the cops, whoever found anything, I hope y'all get the proper help you need to process what you've seen. Because, I mean, you know, I'm sure they're killing people crazy in crazy ways out there in Oklahoma. But, like, for you to be like, I can't even talk about it.
Everybody.
You know what I mean?
Like, nah,
man. Like, I don't even want to. I know I'm at a press conference and I literally am supposed to talk about it, but my therapist told me not to anymore. Like, oh no. God, please. I hope you get the help you need because it sounds like it's a real humdinger.
It's a whole town of people that don't make eye contact no
yes, more. Yes, right? Oh my gosh.
And happier news, Wisconsin snubs the bourbon by elevating the brandy to the old-fashioned the state cocktail status. That's right. Wisconsin's old-fashioned cocktails come with brandy, not bourbon. That is now state lawmakers are making it somewhat official. Bipartisan resolution declaring the brandy old-fashioned as the official Wisconsin State Cocktail won approval on Thursday at the State Assembly. It is a resolution, not a bill, so even if it's passed by the Senate, the brandy old-fashioned won't make it in, onto the list of other official state symbols that include milk as the official beverage, Kringle as the official pastry, or corn as the official grain. Yo, Wisconsin, y'all got a lot of time on your hands.
Wait a minute. Milk is the official beverage?
Of Wisconsin, yo, straight up.
Boring ass motherfucker. Milk? I mean,
they don't got a million people over there, so I get it. Like, Wisconsin.
Yeah, I get it, but I mean, like, y'all want to push the... See, this is the problem. Y'all are like, yeah, milk. Nope, nothing but milk in this state. We are, that's our official beverage is milk. And no, don't bring no fucking oat milk or almond, don't bring no nut milk, all straight from the cow. Here's the cow straight we up. Use. All full milk fat. From this cow. But then when it comes to like an official cocktail, they're like, we use brandy in our old fashions, not bourbon. What are you talking about? You use milk in everything else. And what is a Kringle pastry? How about that? That's the real question. I'm
real tall. I thought it was going to be a potato chip.
No.
Kringle pastry. I don't know why. I thought that was going to be like, I really thought that was a potato chip. Like,
okay. A Kringle Danish.
A Kringle Danish.
Delicious homemade Kringle from Wisconsin. Can I get a, what is a Danish Kringle?
Kringle. Does Entenmann's make Kringles?
No, I don't think so. Okay, it's a pastry made of layers of sweet, flaky pastry filled with fruit, nut, or gourmet filling and topped with sweet icing.
Nice.
Original Kringles were in a twisted shape like a pretzel. Okay, so it looks like it's kind of open. It's like a lot of, it's in a circle form or woven. Okay. And then there's icing on top of the bready part of it, which is like a bunch of little flaky pastries. And then the filling is kind of exposed in the middle.
Huh.
Yeah. I mean, okay.
All right. Guy, Wisconsin. Great. I see what
y'all
right, doing.
Whatever. If anyone wants to send us, I mean, how big are they? These things look kind of big. Oh, no. Oh, okay. Or maybe it's just open. Some of them is just like open in the middle and the filling is throughout the pastry. I don't know. Somebody send us a Kringle. How about that?
You'll get some weird shit in the P.O. box, yo.
Oh, yeah. Somebody send us a Kringle.
Only two states have gone this far before. Alabama and Virginia have whiskey as their official spirits.
Of course they do.
For those unfamiliar, the old-fashioned cocktail. In just about every other place other than Wisconsin is traditionally made with whiskey, like bourbon, sugar, and bitters. But in Wisconsin, brandy usually replaces the whiskey, and it's most often poured over a mixture of muddled cherries, orange slices, sugar, and bitters. Depending on how sweet or sour the imbiber likes it, the concoction is then topped with a lemon-lime soft drink, sour mix, club soda, or some combination.
That just sounds like diabetes in a glass.
Real talk, that sounded dangerous.
Oh my goodness, yuck. But also, I'll take one. But also, yuck. That sounds like when someone who's new to drinking is like, just put all the sweet stuff, just put it all in there.
A Wisconsin variation came about post-World War II when liquor distributors in Wisconsin found a cachet of around 30,000 cases of quality brandy that they sold, which became more popular than the bad whiskey that was sold during the war, according to the book Wisconsin Cocktails.
Who they steal that brandy from?
Yeah, I was going to say 30,000
cases. 30,000
cases
y'all just found, Wisconsin? Uh-huh. Y'all just found a bunch of quality brandy. Y'all stole that from somebody. I don't trust nobody out there no more.
Mm-mm. Mm-mm. If you would like to sponsor this podcast courtesy of a Wisconsin brandy brand.
Or send us a Kringle.
Send us a Kringle. Mm. Real talk. That might be the easiest thing we've ever done on one of these. Send us a Kringle.
We'll
DM you the P.O. box if you got a dope Pringle. let us know. Package it for food two single servings because our P.O. box ain't that big.
Right.
Don't get crazy. Yeah. Don't send us the whole pie or something like that. all you got to do is like subscribe to the show, baby. If you're an Apple Spotify listener, we appreciate your ratings. 4 stars. you still gonna send us too much Kringle. I'm diabetic, yo. Like, I can't take all that. You know what I mean? It's messed up, you know? Plus, it's gonna go stale if it's a really good Kringle because you're gonna make it without preservatives, you know?
Nah.
You want preservatives?
Five stars,
in it?
It's a prepackaged Kringle. It'll last. It's shelf ready.
Yeah. Just, you know what? Sean's right. I want a name brand Kringle. I want the Intimates of Wisconsin, whatever that is.
Yeah, whichever one is pre-wrapped. We don't need anyone out there baking us a fresh Kringle. We just need to know the gist of it.
Tasty cake, whatever it is, whatever you into. Send that
if
over.
Lil Debbie got a Kringle, I need to know.
Yeah, that'd be fire. Low key, they should. That's it's a kid-friendly cake name.
It is.
You know? A Kringle kind of works. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Mom, and also, this, I'm assuming, is year-round. This isn't just like an end-of-the-year thing, even though it's Kringle. You know what I mean?
Yeah. It really does have, like, I don't know. I feel like it was Santa with the Pringles chip guy. I felt like it was something else.
No, I can't.
I really thought it was a potato chip. On God. Oh, I thought it was like, get your Pringle Kringle.
Oh, no. You know what I mean? Ooh, yuck. Actually, that sounds just a normal Kringle, please. Don't.
This is a Kringle.
Don't regular listen Kringle. To his mashup. Just a sweet
remix
Kringle. Yeah.
Yo, this Kringle crunchy as shit. You know what I mean? It goes stale. Nah, we make it with Pringles now. Different. You know what I mean? It's the new state pastry of New York, courtesy of Gastro Almonte.
Yeah, I don't want a sour cream and onion sweet. Don't do that for me.
What's the state pastry of New York? Since they got a Kringle. State pastry of New York. What we got?
I bet
here?
It's a black white cookie. I bet you anything it's them boring ass black white cookies.
We got official foods of every state. Alabama is wild turkey. Alaska is, it looks like some type of fish. A salmon.
That was hard. Some type of fish. Yeah, salmon. Damn, that's what it was. It was just salmon.
Yeah, I don't, you can tell what I don't eat.
Oh,
Arizona
boy.
Got the chimichanga. Arkansas got rice. Come on, y'all.
Arkansas is rice?
Arkansas got rice?
Yo, we got to rethink that.
Yo, real talk. California, they got four different types of nuts, but almonds is the winner.
Sure.
Colorado, they got lamb. Mm. Connecticut got an official cookie, snickerdoodle.
Is wow, you know?
Yeah, yo. Delaware, peach pie. Florida lime pie.
What?
Georgia peaches.
Yeah, well, it's wild because peaches come from like California and South Carolina. But you know, we'll take it.
Claim peach what you claim, you know what
whatever,
I mean?
You know.
Hawaii has only one official item, and it's the coconut muffin. Go figure.
That feels new. That feels new.
Real talk, yo. That's
a
like from 95 at the oldest. There was no native person involved with that election.
Not at all.
Idaho potatoes given. Illinois popcorn. Indiana sugar cream pie. Iowa got s'mores. Okay. Kansas barbecue ribs. Okay. Represent. I like that one. Kentucky out here with cobblers and jam. Louisiana, Baynets.
Those look beignet. Good.
Beignet. Okay. Yeah. Oh, that makes more sense. Okay. But I like Baynets is ill though. Yo, real talk, they start saying it like that. Yo, Baynets. Oh. I want a Baynet. Yo, if you're from Louisiana, try that. Say Baynet. See if we can start something out here, yo.
Yeah, you'll start a fight. You will start a fight.
Maine got whoopie pies. Maryland got crab.
Sure.
Massachusetts, they have Boston cream. Cake or pie. Michigan, the Coney dog. I thought that was Coney Island. Go figure. I didn't know.
No,
that was
yeah,
state.
No, no. I know that at least Detroit's kind of serious about their hot dogs. I know they're kind of serious about their dogs out there.
Rock on. Respect. Okay. Minnesota got the moral mushroom.
Huh. Oh, all right. A moral mushroom. Okay. Okay.
Mississippi with the butter cookie. Missouri ice cream cone.
That's it.
That's yo, that's trash, yo. yeah, I rock with people from out there, but damn, Montana got huckleberries. Nebraska coming through with the corn. Nevada shrimp cocktail.
Okay, wow, that's so funny. Yo. That's so funny because all those casinos and shit. My face.
Yo, they on brand. The I fuck with y'all.
Shrimp cocktail. Oh man, I'm gonna be laughing about that for weeks. That's so funny to me.
New Hampshire, pumpkin, Jersey with blueberry, New York, New Mexico, chili pepper, and then New York with apples. Apples.
Oh, sure. The big apple.
Yeah, the big apple. Go figure.
I don't know why I didn't even think about that.
Real talk. That was not top of mind at all. I was like,
I really thought
bagels.
It was going to be the black white cookie.
Go figure. All right. I'll leave the rest of this list for another time because that hurt a little bit.
Yeah. You could have just gone straight to New York, but you read all the way down, and I'm proud of you. I know.
Yo,
that was a lot.
I thought it was going to build momentum, you know?
No.
I thought it was going to shut it down.
No. No. Why would we shut? No. We're in the middle.
With
yeah,
apples.
Apples.
I mean, the apple pie is slamming, but like apple.
No.
Yo, real talk, how, even though it's the big apple, there might be like 10 other foods I think of as New York before
I would say apple. Yes. But I don't know if you've messed with apples or the apple game. We don't have time to get into it. That might have to be a Patreon thing. But let me tell you something. That apple situation ain't nothing nice. Them motherfuckers are serious about apples. That is serious. I don't want no smoke with no apple people.
Nah, B, none of it at all.
No.
My name is I Want No Smoke with the Apple People. Gasserab Monte.
I guess I'm your black white cookie, Shalewa Sharp.
Oh man. Surprisingly sweet episode of the War Report. Catch y'all next time. Peace.